Okay, Chaf Chavav Amabez. Today's daf is going to discuss the topic of Zev Zegorim. Zev Zegorim, which means if you have something that's Aser Bahana'a, and you combine something that's Aser Bahana'a to, let's say, cook something, you cook something with something that's Aser Bahana'a, something that's Mutter Bahana'a, half Aser firewood, half Mutter firewood, so is that Aser or not? Is that considered Aser Bahana'a? How do you look at that case? That's going to be part of what we're going to discuss today. Okay, so let's get into it. So the Mishnah had said at the beginning of the parak on Daf Chaf Aleph that you're not allowed to use chametz in order to cook with once chametz becomes aser b'hana. So once we're talking about that, so the Gemara brings in related topics of burning yisurei hana. Tanner rabbana, tanner sheisiku b'klifei arla o b'kashin shokelei hakerem, a tanner that you heated with klifei arla, the peels of arla, o b'kashin shokelei hakerem, or twigs of kelei hakerem. Rashi points out that the it specifically says kalife, peels of arla, because by arla it's the fruit that's usher. So anything that's called fruit is included. The peels of fruit are called the shomer lepri, a guard for the fruits. That's also usher by arla. But twigs are not usher by arla. The twigs are the trees. Kelei hakerem, the entire tree is usher by hana. That's why it even says the kashin, the twigs of a kelayim bush. That's why it specifically says the peels of the arla, because only the pre is usher by arla, and the kashin shokel hakerem, because the whole tree is usher. Okay, chadash yutatz. If you heated an oven, an earthenware oven, with these items, chadash, if it's the first time that you are heating this oven, and therefore it is not hardened yet, and by doing the first heating, by making the first fire in the oven, this is gomer, this completes, this solidifies the oven, so then, yutatz, you have to destroy, you have to break that oven, because this oven now will forevermore be considered as something that was made with yisuri hana'a. And therefore, if you cook something else in it, so then find you're going to have new firewood, which will contribute to the cooking of the whatever you're cooking in the oven, but it will always be considered as if the Yisuri Hana are also helping. Right? Because this oven will always be considered made by Yisuri Hana. So that is why this Shita, we'll see the Tanakami here, holds the idea of Zeh v'zeh goreim is Asur, because the oven is one cause, and the new firewood, which is going to be mutter, is another cause. Zeh v'zeh goreim, if you have mutter and Asur that contribute and cook, yutats, then that's going to be Asur, and therefore you have to break the oven. Why? Because the Sfas Emes says, because you don't want to leave it in your house, because you might come to use it, and it's Asur to use it. And you're not allowed to be mashes, something that's Asur to use in your house. So that's why chadash yutats. That's why if it's new, zeh v'zeh goreim is going to be Asur. Yashan, but if it's a old oven, and therefore you've just heated it with Yisurei Hana, so just Yutzan, let it cool down, and then you can cook something with it afterwards, because there's no remnants of the Yisurei Hana that remain after it cools down. Okay, Afa Boas Apas. Let's say, though, a different case, related, but not that it's, you're talking about the oven, but you're talking about bread. There was bread in there when you, whatever oven you're talking about, you lit a fire, and there was bread in there. So is that bread Asur? Did the Yisurei Hana go into the bread? So Rebbe Omer HaPas Asura, V'Chacham Omrim HaPas Mutares. Rebbe says the pas is Asur, because as we'll see, this is called, the Gemara is going to relate this, that the language is Yeshevach Eitzim V'Pas. There is a Shevach, there is benefit of the wood that was Asur in the bread. That's called Yeshevach Eitzim V'Pas, according to Rebbe, and that's why the bread is Asur, because the fire contributed. It's like the fire is in the bread, and therefore the wood is Asur Bahana. The wood cooked the bread, and therefore the bread is going to be Asur Bahana. The Chacham Omer Mapas Mutaris. The Chacham say, no, the bread is Mutter. Why? As we'll see, Bezrim on Amud Beis, on Chasayim Beis, the bread is Mutter, according to the Rabbanan, because what is heating the bread? It's really after the wood is burned up. The heat that's generated is what is cooking the bread. And that's why it's not a direct direct pleasure from Yisuri Hana. So that's why even the bread is going to be mutter. The Gemara is going to talk about then, if you have bread, if you have wood that's Asur Bahana, you have an Asher tree, so what's Asur Bahana? Every time you use it, it gets burned up, and then it gets just heats afterwards. So what's going to be Asur Bahana? Which usage is going to be Asur Bahana? So that's about Machlokas Tanon. Whether the bread that you cooked with, that you heated, that you baked with this firewood, that's Asur Bahana, is that mutter or is that Asur? Bishla agabi gecholim. If you cooked bread on top of coals, not in an oven where the fire is surging up to the bread, but it's just coals, which it was Isser Hanah, but now all that's left is coals, there's nothing left. Divrei HaKol Mutter, so then everybody would agree that it is Mutter, that to that bread is Mutter that's cooked on the coals. Period. The Hot Tanya, just one Ha'ara, the end of Tosfos Chadash, as the post can point out, the third to last skinny line, Hiksha Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron, unusual Bali Tosfos. Hiksha Rav Aaron, Larebi, Hada Amar, Hamavashal B'Shabbos, B'Shogi, Yochal, Vafilu B'Shabbos. There's a shita. Meir holds that even if a Jew cooks on Shabbos b'shogeg, you're allowed to eat it afilu b'shabbos. That shita, we don't pass in that way. But va'amai neima yeva shevach muksa bepas tukachala muksum heim. Why doesn't that shita say, as we'll see, the lower level shita is ye shevach eitzim bepas, that right, the fire that you cook the bread with, the pas becomes asur according to Rebbe, because the hana of the fire is seen in the bread. So according to Rebbe, if somebody cooks on Shabbos, that bread should be asur because you have the muksa in the bread. You have the fire where they used was muksa. So just like you said, yeshevach eitzim that are asur b'hana b'pas, yeshevach eitzim that are muksa b'pas. So what does Tosfos answer? V'yomari, delo shayach elo b'isurei hana dafka. This whole principle only applies by isurei hana. In other words, muksa is not asur b'hana. As we mentioned many times in Pesach Shabbos, muksa is an isur of moving. You even allowed to touch muksa, as long as you don't move it. If you go over to a tree, which is muksa, and you put your pinky on it, that's not usur. It's not usur to touch muksa. It's an usur to get, it's only usur to move muksa. If you put your finger on it, it's not a good idea to go around touching cars. But there might be a gzeir, if it's a small item, gzeir, you might come to move it. But touching muksa is moving muksa is the usur. But muksa is not usur behano. You're allowed to put something on top of muksa, even though you're getting benefit from it. Because as Tosva says, muksa is not usur behano. Period. So continues the Gemara, v'hatanya ben chadash ben yashan yutzan. But we have another braisa that says whether it's a new oven or an old oven, you can just cool it off. So it's a steer in braisas. The first braisa says that if you have a new earthenware oven that you heated with usur hana'a kindling, you have to break it because you assume that this completes the oven. This oven will always have be called made by Yisuri Hana, and then when you use it for afterwards, so then it's always going to be Zev Zev Goreim, it's always going to have some Isur contribution, and you have to break it. And this Bryce says, Yusan, just cool it off. Therefore, you don't have to worry that it was made by Yisuri Hana. So the answer is Lokasha HaRebi VaHarabanan. That's the Rebbe and Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who say that, which Rebbe Rabbanan, the one that we just had, the Rabbanan who say the bread is mutter that you cooked in the fire, also say, who, meaning what? Why is the bread mutter? That's called Ein Shevach Eitzim B'Pas. They don't see the Hana in the bread from the fire. They also hold what we term Zev Zagori Mutter. Even though this oven was finished by Yisuri Hana, the next time you cook with it, though part of this oven will be called Yisuri Hana, that is negligible. We'll talk about why in a second. We don't care that one of the causes is asur, as long as the other cause is mutter. Zev Zagarim is mutter. And Rebbe, who holds yeshevach eitzim b'pas, Rebbe, who holds that the bread that's in the oven right now is asur, he also holds Zev Zagarim is asur for future cookings. So that's exactly what the Gemara jumps on. Eimer, I'm sorry? Correct, that's what the Gemara says. Eimer, the sham is slay. Well, you do have to come out, if there's no bread in the oven, you have to come out and do it for the next time. Do you have to break the oven or not? You might hold one and not the other. According to the Chachamim who say, right, according to the Rabbanan, well, we'll see, they're not connected. So it says the Gemara, Eimer, the Shamas, the Rebbe, Bishop Yeshevach, Eitzim B'Pas. One second. All we have about Rebbe Shita is that if you have a bread, if you bake a bread with firewood that's Asur B'Hana, the bread that's in there right now is Asur, because you see the Hana, you see the pleasure for the firewood going right into the bread. But who says that he holds Zev Zagori Mizasur, which is for the next time? Meaning that if you have an oven that was completed with Isur Hana, so for the next time you can't break with it. So who says that he holds Zev Zagori Mizasur? So we reject that and we say, okay, you're right. We have no raya that Rebbe holds Zev Zagori Mizasur. Elo Lokasha Ha Rebbe Eliezer Ha Rabbanan. It must be a machlokas, Rebbe Eliezer the Rabbanan, whether you hold Zev Zagori Mizasur, Zev Zagori Mizmutter. And the Gemara is about to say, hey, Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, which Rebbe Eliezer holds Zev Zagori Mizasur? Why would you hold Zev Zagorim Mutter? Zev Zagorim Asur, I understand. Let's say you have two contributors to something. Let's say you're going to bake something. Half of the firewood is Asur, half the firewood is Mutter. So you say Zev Zagorim, this and this causes Asur. Why? Because that's benefiting from Isuri Hana. How do you explain the Shita of Zev Zagorim is Mutter? So says the Ran in Avodah Zarah, that it's based on the concept of Bittul. Bittel, says the Ran. The David da achatu, the zevizegori mutter matam lefishin is batel isabater. It's nullified in the heter. Dechi hechi dechi isal iser beene batel chad betray. Just like bittel, if you have one tray frank and it falls into a lot of kosher franks, it's batel. Why? Because it's nullified. Kol hechi dehailuchu dekai vehailuchu dekai im ken kishin is ari veleka taima. Sorry, that's bittel. Hachanami heter haba mikol gramas iser kol hecha she iser beheter garmulo harihu keilun is batel beiser. It's based on bittel. That's what the Ran says. The problem, though, is that bittel usually requires a shear of the heter to nullify the iser. For example, midaraisa, you need bittel barov. You need the majority of heter, right? And or you need shishim sometimes, midaraisa, you need 60 times. But over here, zev zegorim is we paskin mutter, there's no shear, how much, you could have even more iser. Like, how can you measure? The oven was made by iser, and you could use a little firewood. So you say the fire, the oven, the hanov, the oven is bittel in the firewood. So how do you measure? So there are two explanations given in the Achronim. At least two will mention. One is given by the Avni Miluim. The Avni Miluim is the Ksos. Ksos, Avni Miluim, Shev Shmaitzah. The big three written by Rabbi Yaleva Cohen Heller. So says the Avni Miluim in a tshuva. In the back of the Avni Miluim. The Avni Miluim is on Eben Ezer. The Ksos is on Choshen Mishpat. The Shev Shmaitzah are just seven sugyas that he discussed in the Sheva Brachas. Those are seven Shmaitzahs. Those must have been long Sheva Brachas. So it says the tshuvas Avni Miluim in the back. Simin Vav. Says what's so he says ask that kasho. What about bittel? Bittel usually requires a shear of a heter. Says the Avni Miluim. The Hainu Afa Gav to Bechol Duchti Bittel Barofu Ava Gabi Zevizet Goreim Kivan De Enu Ela Goreim Va'alma Chad Bechad Bittel Kivan De Ika Od Goreim Acher. Without much explanation, all he says is that because you're not really talking about an Isser yet, you're talking about a Goreim for an Isser, so that's why it's different. That's why it doesn't even go by the normal rules of Bittel. And you can even have less Heter, just one against one. You don't even need one against two, and it's still going to be Mutter. Rav Shimon Shkop, though, has a different idea, a little deeper. Says Rav Shimon Shkop, why here, again, what's the question? Why regular bittel requires a minimum shear of the heter to be mevatel the yisr? Lashenkeit here, according to the Ran, Zev Zagori Mutter is based on bittel, so why don't you need a rov here? So says the Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosher, Shari Gimel, V'svara Soba Zeh, usually you need a larger shear for the heter. Why? Hainu hecha deika mamashus shaldavar ha'asur be'inat shiyehe beheter rov bekamus sheyisra beha'heter al isur bekamus v'gazlo. But here, aval hecha she'anu danin rak al koach ha'goreim. Listen to this lashon. Calls manchalonis havim ize ize etza mamashi. Until you have an actual iser, la'olam yesh ladun she'heter rabba la iser. Halachically, if it's not really there, it's just a goreim for an iser, the heter always is viewed as more than the iser. You know why? So he continues. Sheba iser, this is kind of philosophical. Sheba ha iser, chasar adayin iser mamish. Shelo nigram tsuraso va'atzmo. Ava begoreim shel heter, lo nechzer klum lios heter. Tebe heter hu shlilas ha iser. Ubishlila leka chizara kemuvan. What is he talking about? I think what he means is that the state of heter is the natural state. You have to create an iser, to create something that's usser. But heter is natural. So that's why if you have two things that exist already, okay, they exist. You have to have rules and regulations of bittel. But if there's only talking about gormim, so the iser isn't really there yet. Right? The iser is something that's causing. So if something's causing, it's not really mamush is there, so you don't view that as there, but the heter is there. The heter is the natural state, mutter. So that's why mutter always is viewed as the mevatel when it comes to zev zegor. Okay, that's sort of the Shar Yosher. We can talk about it more, but for now we'll just mention it, and you can think about it. This is Shar Gimel Perek Chaf Hei. Continues the Gemara. So, hey, Rebbe Elazar, which Rebbe Elazar holds zev zegorim is aser? In other words, you have two contributors to make something, to produce something. One is aser, one is mutter. So Rebbe Elazar is going to hold that it's aser. So, ile Rebbe Elazar de sa'ar, if you say it's the Rebbe Elazar of sa'ar, of yeast. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says, in our law, sa'ar shel chudlum v'shel truma. Shenafel l'toch isa, you have some dough that's in a bowl, and some yeast fell into the dough. The ain, but some yeast of chulin, and some yeast of truma, a little bit of each. The ein bazekdi lahachmitz, the ein bazekdi lahachmitz. Separately, each of these little yeast is not enough to cause the dough to rise. It's not enough, each of them. But together, they are the shear, v'nit starfu, and they combine v'chimso, and they cause the dough to rise. So is that down now aser mishum midume, right? Is it a mixture of truma and and chulin. So just one point of background for this. The Mishnah says in Arwa, and this is the rule, that usually truma is batel b'meya. Usually if you have one truma that falls into 100 chulin, then it's batel. If it's less than 100 chulin, then it's called meduma, then a Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. But there's an exception to the rule. If the truma that falls in is either something that gives it a taste, right, it's mitavel it, it spices it up, or it's mechametz it, or it causes it to rise, either of those, that even if it's less, even if it's 1 to 200, 1 to 300, it's still going to be aser misha meduma. Because the effect that the truma had is still felt, even though it's such a tiny proportion. So usually it's about to 1 to 100, but if it's mechametz or metavel, if it gives it a spice, or it causes it to rise, that even 1 to more than 100 is going to be aser. So here, the truma by itself did not have enough to cause it to rise, but only combined, teamed up with the chulin. So is that aser? So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, you always go by the last one that fell in. We'll explain that in a minute. The Chacham say, no, it's always mutter. What's the reason for the Chachamim? The Chachamim say, Zev Zeh Gorim is mutter. Right? You have two causes here, but that's mutter, according to the Chachamim. What about Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says, you always go by the last one. But now we need Abaya to explain Rebbe Eliezer. V'yamar Abaya, lo shano lo shakadam esi lakas ha'isr. When does Rebbe Eliezer say that it goes by the last one, and let's add in a phrase, and it's mutter, only when the isr fell in first and you took out the isr, before it had a chance to complete the rising. So then, that's when he says you go by the last one and it's mutter. Avaloka adam esi lakas ha'isr. But if you didn't take out the isr, this is Abaya explaining Rebbe Eliezer, usr, that's going to be usr if you kept both things in. Alma, Zev Zeh Gorim is Aser. So you see from this sheet of Rebbe Eliezer that if you have two things that cause, two items that cause something, one that's Aser, one that's Mutter, it's Aser. Zev Zeh Gorim is Aser. So the Gemara says, one second. Ubimai the time of Rebbe Eliezer Kabaya. Who says that Abaya is correct in his explanation of Rebbe Eliezer? Rebbe Eliezer just says in the Mishnah, what does he say? He says that you go by the last thing that fell in. So Dilma time of Rebbe Eliezer, Bishim da Acher Acher Naniba. Maybe Rebbe Eliezer always goes by the last one. Maybe he always goes by the last one, because that's the one that completes it. Yeast A fell in, and that wasn't enough to cause it to rise. Once yeast B fell in, it finished the job. Right, for just a lamashal. Right, if we have the case in the Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos. Let's say there's an animal in your house, and you want to, yesterday we had a case where you just wanted to close your door. But let's say you want a trap. So let's say somebody sits in half the doorway, and the animal can still get out, so you didn't do anything on Shabbos. Somebody else comes and sits in the other part of the doorway, the space is there, they're Chayiv Mishum Seita, the one who finishes the job. So here too, maybe Rav Elazar Shita has nothing to do with Zev Zeh Gorim. It has to do with whichever is the last one caused the ultimate rising, and therefore, it's not, whether it's the Mutter, whether it's the Heter. So nothing to do with Zev Zeh Gorim. But if they fell in together, maybe he would agree that's Mutter. So maybe he doesn't hold Zev Zeh Gorim as Aser. So that's why we're stuck. We don't have that Rebbe Eliezer is thrown out the window. We can't use him. We can't use him as the basis for a shita of a Tana that says Zev Zeh Gorim is Aser. So what else do we have? Try number two. El Rebbe Eliezer to Atzei Asheira. So maybe it's this Rebbe Eliezer that holds Zev Zeh Gorim of an Atzei Asheira, right? The wood of an Asheira tree, of an Avodah Zarah tree. It's not as the Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah, not that he mena ate him. Let's say you have an Asheira tree and you chopped off some wood from the Asheira tree and you're going to use it in your furnace. So, is that okay? So says the Mishnah, Asur and Bahana. That wood is Asur Bahana. Interesting, the Rishonim here are not, most Rishonim don't mention what type of Asheira tree this is. So L'chore, it's even a, what's most Asheira trees belong to the Umos HaOlam, not a Jewishly owned Asheira tree. But the Meiri here says, he doesn't understand, because there's a concept called Bittel Avodah Zarah, when it comes to Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew. Meaning, once you destroy it, it's mavuto, and you're allowed to get hana from it. You know, either if he says it's nullified, or if you do an action that destroys it. So says the Meiri, if this is talking about of a sheira of a non-Jew, so he cut off a piece of the Avodah Zarah, says batel, it's mutter. So says the Meiri, it must be talking about an sheira of a Jew. Sheira of a Jew says there's eino batela olamis. It's aser ba'anah, it can never become batel. So that's why the Meiri's ha'ara here, that he thinks it must be talking about a case, he wonders. He's matame, why nobody else makes this ha'ara? He says it must be the Asherah of a Jew. So says the Mishnah, if you take a piece of the Asherah tree off, you're not allowed to use it for firewood. Aser b'hana. Hisak ben, it's a tanur chadash. If you heated up your earthenware oven, chadash. If it's the new one, as we said, so the new earthenware oven, the first heating completes it, hardens it. So then you have to break the oven, because you can't use it ever for cooking again. Why? Because if you use it to cook, it'll always be labeled as Zeh v'zeh goreim, because though you're going to put in new mutter firewood, the oven itself is going to be called made by Yisuri Hana. It's going to have that stamp on it, and therefore it's always going to be viewed as Zeh v'zeh goreim. The Yisur Hana is also causing the future cooking, therefore you got to break it. Yutatz. Yashan, if it's an old oven, Yutzan, you can just let it cool down, because then it doesn't do anything. Afa bo'as apas, if you have bread in there while you are cooking with this Usur firewood, Usur and Bahana, then the bread itself is Usur Bahana. Nis'arva ba'acheros ba'acheros ba'acheros. Let's say that bread, that's Usur, gets mixed in with other breads, and then according to our Gersa, we'll talk about this in a minute, then that group, something, one from that group falls into another pile, so l'chora is a svek sveka. You don't know, there are two doubts here. Kula nasuris ba'ana. You have bread A, the Usur bread fell into one group, then one of that group fell into another group. Still, they're all Usur ba'ana, the entire group. Why? As we'll talk about in a second. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Yolachan Aliyama Melech. Rebbe Eliezer just argues technically on the Tanakhama. I agree with you everything, except that there's a way to get out of the Isser Hana. You take some money, and you say, the Isser, wherever it is inside the Hana that I got, that Isser is Chal, the Isser Hana is Chal on this money that's in my hand, and you throw the money to the Yamsuf, and that transfers the Isseri Hana, and therefore you could benefit from all the bread. While the Tanakhama here says, that's not an option. Ain't pidyon avodah zara. You can't redeem avodah zara. What's avodah zara? There's pidyon for hektish. You could make transfer the kedusha of hektish of other items, but not avodah zara. Okay, but either way, what do you see from this Rebbe Eliezer? Fundamentally, he agrees with the Tanakhama. And what does Rebbe Eliezer say? That Zev Zeh Goreim is Asur, right? Because this Tana says Chadash Yutatz. Rashi points out that the Tanakhama also holds Zev Zeh Goreim is Asur. Right, you didn't have to say that. Who holds Zev Zeh Goreim is Asur? Rebbe Eliezer. Even the Tanakhama in this price holds it. But Rashi just says they wanted a name. Gorim wanted a name. Who's the Tana? So he said, Rebbe Eliezer is the one that says, Zev Zeh Goreim is Asur. Okay. If the bread is Asur, and it falls into another bunch of breads, okay, that's something that writes on the Chumra. But then it falls into another group of breads, that's Svek Sveka. Usually we say Svek Sveka, a double doubt, it's Lakula. So why here is it Asur? So one easy way to get out of it, Tosfos Nisarva, change the Gersa. Rabbeinu Tam, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Delo Garcinim Acheros Bacheros. No, take out that last phrase. It's just Acheros, right? But if it's Svek Sveka, it would be Mutter. But the other Rishonim have our Gersa. So how do you explain it? So the Ran in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chafal from Abayis in the Rif, says two possibilities. Number one, he says maybe it's very special breads. It's Chashev breads, it's baker's breads. It's famous challahs. So it's called, it's a Dabar Chashev, and a Dabar Chashev is not batel, even in Svek Sveka, A. Or maybe because of Chumrat Avodah Zarah, which seems to be the Pashtus. Let's say here it's a specific type of bread. So he's a Chumrat Avodah Zarah, it's Asur even B'Svek Sveka. Okay. So fine. So we're up to Amar the Shamis Lady Rebbe Lazar Bavod Azar, the Chamri Surah. 1 second. So you've proved Rebbe Lazar is a sheet that holds Zev Zegraim is Azar. Maybe, as we just said, maybe that's a Chumra Bavod Azar. Bishari Surah Shavatar Mishamis Lay. How do you know he holds that way in other areas of the Torah? So Gemara says, Ela Imkain Aman Tarme. What? If you don't have Rebbe Lazar, there's no other choice. Who's the author of that earlier Brisa? You need a Shita. Who are you gonna throw that to? Of course it has to be Rebbe Lazar. The Ode, furthermore, Hatanya Behadya, but you have a Beferish Brisa. V'chein Hayy Rebbe Lazar Oseh B'chol Yisur in Shabbat Torah. Period. So we have a Beferish Brisa, the Rebbe Lazar is the Shita. So you wonder, what was the first sheet? What is the first line needed? So you always have to say, it's a separate, it's also to teach us something. That if you don't have a choice, process of elimination also had to be in. Even without the explicit Brisa. Period. Amar Abaye. So Abai is telling us what he thinks about the earlier Brisa. Ibtib, remember, what the earlier Brisa say? The first line said that if you have an oven that was heated with Yisuri Hana, if it's a new oven, you got to break it. If it's an old oven, you could just let it cool off. Part two of the Brisa was, if you bake bread in it, that's the Machlokas Rebbe and the Chacham. Rebbe holds Asur because Yesh Shevach Eitzim Bapas, and the Rabbanan holds Mutter, don't worry about it. And we'll talk about the reasons for them now. Amar Abaye, Ibtib, Salomar Zev Zegorim Asur, if you say that even Rebbe holds that Zev Zeh Goreim is Usur, like we originally started off, which we rejected. But if you say Rebbe also holds that, so then Rebbe Hainer Rebbe Lezer. So then Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer have the same opinion. They both hold Zev Zeh Goreim is Usur, and then you would say that the first half of the Brisa that we just had a Chavam Abayis is also Shita's Rebbe. The whole thing is Rebbe's Shita. Vimtim Salomar Zev Zeh Goreim Mutter, but if you say that Rebbe holds Zev Zeh Goreim is Mutter, then obviously he's different than Rebbe Lezer. Vahacha, so why does he Usur the bread that was cooked in the oven? Mishud Yev Shevach Eitzim B'Pas, who? right? So why does he hold that? Not because of Zev Zagorim, but because the fire is mamish on the bread, directly. That's not Zev Zagorim. That's Dafka one Gorim. The Isser is Gorim. So then, even if he said, if he says that, so then Hani Ka'aros Vikosos Vitzlokios Asiri. Rebbe would agree that these cups and pots and bowls that you harden in an oven, in a kilt, what's it called? Kiln. These that you make in a kiln, Asiri, they're also going to be Asir, because they're like the bread. Because the fire is going directly on them, according to Rebbe. Rebbe would answer those. And ki pligi batana v'kadera. And the machlokas would be about an oven and a pot for the future, because future uses for the tanner and the pot. L'manda amar zev zegorim asur. L'manda amar zev zegorim mutter shari. So according to the one who says asur, these are going to be asur to use, because again, it'll always be considered as if made by Yisuri Hana. But according to the Rebbe, it would be mutter. Ika d'amri, the other version says no. Afil l'manda amar zev zegorim mutter kadera asura. Maybe Rebbe would agree by an oven. The oven, I would say it's mutter to use, because zev zegorim mutter, but not by the pot. Why? The hakibla bishuli mekamet dinita neitzem dehetera. Because this pot, you don't have to cook with it in order for you to get hana from it. What do you do with a pot? You first put the food into the pot, then you put it on the fire. The second that you put the food into the pot, you're already getting hana. There's no other goreim. So therefore, maybe, fine by the oven, you can't use an oven. The usage of the oven is with burning something, cooking something, so that's going to need the other goreim. But by a pot, maybe even if you hold zev zeh goreim as mutter, still Rebbe would aser by the pot, because it's considered direct hana from the iser hana. Period. Exactly as we had before. It's heated by the Yisuri Hana. If it's new, you gotta break it. If it's old, you just cool it off. Off a boas apas. Rebbe Omer apas muterasacham Omer apas asura. Machlokas tanoim. The problem is, it's the opposite shitos. What do you mean? Shmuel, what do you mean? We just had earlier that Rebbe's the one that asers. You're here, you're saying the Rabbanan aser. So, Shmuel ifchatani. So either, you're right, Shmuel had a different Mesorah, he had the opposite Mesorah. Really, Shmuel had exactly our Brisa. But the problem is that Shmuel held that whenever Rebbe had a machlokas with a individual, Rebbe wins. But if Rebbe had a machlokas with a bunch of friends, so then the halacha follows his friends. Generally, that's the principle. The rabbin beats Rebbe, Rebbe beats the yachid. But Shmuel had a mesorah that in this machlokas, Rebbe beats even the majority who argue with him. V'savar asei ifchas, he said to himself, if I announce that Rebbe is the one that asers, nobody's going to listen to me. Because they say the other rabbanan told his mutter. So that's why he said it the opposite way, kihecha denikim rabbanan li'isura. He said the opposite way. He said, Rebbe holds mutter, the Rabbanan say aser, so that everybody would hold that it is aser. Again, we've had this concept once in Masechta Shabbos, on Daf, I wrote it down, Kuf Tezvav, and in Eruvin Masechta Daf Nun Aleph, where are you allowed to change who said something in order to get the person who's listening to you here. Let's say, further you're talking to, goes to a certain yeshiva. So if you say, Reb so-and-so says it, so they won't listen to you. But if you say, you're Rosh Yeshiva, oh, okay, now you're talking. Right, so are you allowed to change who says it in order to get the person to listen to you? So there's a discussion, there's a Magid Avraham which we mentioned, that maybe if there's no other way, you know this is the halacha, and there's no other way that he's going to listen, so then maybe you're allowed to. But otherwise, it seems like Midvar Sheker Tirchak. But, okay. Continues the Gemara, Bishlal Gabi Gachalim Debri Akol Apas Buteres. If you cooked it up, this was the last line of the Brisa, that everybody would agree that if the Isser Hana is already burned up, and now it's coals, you're allowed to put something on coals. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Reb Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Yochanan. Machlokas between these two people, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Chad Amar, one of them said, Lo Shana El Gachalim Omemos. What's mutter if you put it on coals that are smoldering, that are kind of going out? Ava Gachalim Lochashos, but coals that are still going up, a little fire on them, they're still flickering. Asurin, so that's Asur, because the fire's still going up. The Chad Amar, Pilot Golo Gachalim Lochashos Nami Mutarin. The other opinion said, no, even coals that are still flickering up are still mutter. Bishmalam Adamar Lochashos Asurin. I understand, according to the one who said, if it's still flickering up, it's Asur, because that's exactly like a fire. Bisham the Isharach Ezubab. That's exactly like the fire going up. What's the difference if it's coals with a fire going up or wood with a fire going up? It's both a fire going up, and you would say, Yesh Shevach Eitzim Bapas. Elamanda Amar Afilu Lo Chashos Mutaros. But according to the opinion that says, even if they're flickering up, it's mutter. Pas to Asar, the Yesh Shevach Eitzim Bapas, Lo Rebbe Hechem Ishkachasla. So what's Rebbe Shita about Yesh Shevach Eitzim Bapas that it's Asar? If even if the fire is going up a little bit from the coals, it's still mutter. So what's Asar according to Rebbe when he says the Pas Asura? So I'm a Republic Shavuka Kenegdo. No, when the fire is mamish all around the bread. So that's when it's going to be usur. If you have a little few coals flickering up, that's what's going to be mutter. That is the shita of Rebbe. Rebbe usurs when there's tremendous fire all around the bread. Michlal continues the Gemara Drabanan to pligialei, but it's, if this is what Rebbe holds, it must be that the Rabbanan who argue on him, sharaf yiluk shavuk kenegdo. So it says, it must be that the fire is, it's the bread is mutter, even if you have the fire of the Yisuri Hano all around it. So according to the Rabbanan asked the Gemara, Ela Eitzin de Yisuri Rabbanan, Hechemish Kachaslo. So if you ever have Asur Hana wood, according to the Rabbanan, when is it ever Asur? We just said if you use it to burn with and the fire is all around what you're burning, it's still mutter. So let's say you have an Asherah tree. So that wood, when is it Asur Hana? Okay, so you can't go in the shade of the Asherah tree. That's the only thing. So Amar Rabbi Barchama, Bishar Shifa. No, you make it into a bench. You make something into a bench and you want to sit on it and you want to use it, so that's when it's going to be also, because that's when it is ba'en, that's when it exists, period. Continues the Gemara. So let's say different Isser Hano. We're not talking about Kilai HaKerem. We're not talking about Arla, which is the first 3 years. We're talking about Hektish. Let's say you use Hektish wood to burn in your oven, Va'afa Po'apas, and you used it to bake bread, L'Rabbanan D'Sharba Kamay Samai. According to the Rabbanan in that first brisa that said it's Mutter, is Hektish, does Hektish make any difference? Does Hektish, the fact that you use Hektish is Asur B'Hana, and the others are Asur B'Hana. So does Hektish make any difference? So Amalei HaPas Asura, yeah. Even though the Rabbanan matired earlier the bread, but here they would agree to Rebbe, the pasas asur. Umave zula arlo, what's the difference? So amarava, there's a big difference. Hachi hashta, arlo v'tela b'masayim, heklash v'ilu b'elof lo batel. Heklash is much more chamur. Arlo is batel in 200. We mentioned most items are batel b'shishim, with 60. Truma is batel b'meya. And arlo is batel b'200 in b'masayim. But heklash is never batel. So therefore, you see, Hektish is much more chumra. So says Rashi, you see, it has one chumra. So then, also lechora might have another chumra that you would hold yesh shevach etzim bapas if you are using Hektish. So that would not be a problem that you would be worried about that Hektish is more chumra. Of course, Hektish is more chumra. So El Amarava Ikash Le Hakash. So Rav is about to say that okay, there's a different problem with saying that Hektish is usur. But for Hara before that, Tosfos here, Dibur Mazgal Hektish, asks a question which he does not answer. Tema, ma chomer hizu? Halo Hektish davar sheyesh lo matirin hu, al yidei chilul. Tosfos says, why is this called Hektish is more stringent? Because it's never batel. But what do you mean, says Tosfos? You know why it's never batel? Because you have another way out. It's not that it's more stringent, but there's a concept called davar sheyesh lo matirin. If you have another way out, it's going to have a heter in the future, so that it's never batel. That's the principle of davar sheyesh lo matirin, afilu be'elof lo batel. So what's the Gemara saying? It's the Chumra of Hektish. That's a Chumra of Hektish. Hektish inherently maybe is the same as other Isuri Hanah. But it's just that you could be poed to Hektish. You could give money to the Beis HaMikdash and take the Hektish out of Kedusha. So that's what Tosfos says. That's why it's not a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So Tosfos leaves it as a Sarachin. You're in the process of burning it, but we're talking about the halachic status of the Chefsa, though. The halachic status of the Chefsa, is it more Chumra or not? We're going to get to the fact that it's burned already in the next couple lines of the Gemara. But says Tosfos that this is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So this is somewhat controversial. Because in order to be poda something, if you put something in the Beis HaMikdash, now you're going to be poda it, you have to add on a chomesh when you're poda it. If you are the one that gave it to the Beis HaMikdash, let's say it's worth $100, and then you want to be poda it now, you have to pay $125. So Tosfos seems to be saying that even though you're going to have expenses in order to matir it, it's still called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And the Rashba argues on that. The Rashba quoted in Yaradei and Simin Kuf Beis, the Rashba writes in Shulchan Aruch writes, Kli shenasar beblias iser, shenisari v'acherim. Let's say you have a kli, you have a fork, right? You have a fork that became treif, and the fork got mixed up with your other forks. Happens every day. Ve'eno nikar, and it's not nikar, batel barov. Ve'ein don in oso kadavar sheish lamatirin. It's batel. Right, usually if you have one fork and it got mixed up back in the drawer, you just say it's okay. You don't have to tovel everything. You don't have to kasher everything. Kasher. They don't know, so it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why not? Just kasher everything. Says the Rama, Lefisha tzarech lahotzi alav hotzaos lahagilo. It takes time, it takes expenses and effort to be magilat. That's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So it's a machlokas rishonim, and of course according to those rishonim, there's no kasher here. It's not a davar sheyesh lamatirin. You have to have hotzaos on it. It's heklish a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Machlokas. What's the nekudas of machlokas? So again, it might be based on the machlokas rishonim that we've said a number of times about davar sheyesh lamatirin. Why is a davar sheyesh lamatirin mutter? According to Rashi, at the beginning of Beitza, why is it mutter? You might as well wait. Might as well wait. Why do you have to rely on bittul now? You have chametz that became. You have a beitza that was laid on yantif. So that's a davar sheishu matirin. Wait till tomorrow. It's for sure mutter. You might as well wait. So according to that svara, you might as well wait. So what do you say? So maybe you don't say that svara when you have to pay for it. What do you mean? Might as well wait. I don't want to pay for it. I want to rely on bittul. I don't want to pay for it. So maybe that is shitas rashba in the shulchan aruch. Masha'ikin, according to the other svar that we had of Davar Sheish Matirin, based on the Ran says Davar Sheish Matirin is because a Davar Sheish Matirin is classified as heter, and heter beheter is not batel. Like Rabbi Yehuda's min bemino la batel. The only time something is batel is when there's a clash. You have iser that falls into heter, boom, it's nullified. But when heter falls into heter, it's not nullified. They could coexist. So a Davar Sheish Matirin is halachically classified as heter, so then maybe here too, if there is a way, an option out, even if you have to pay for it, maybe that's still called a Davar Sheish Matirin. It's not that you might as well wait like Rashi, and you don't want to wait because you have to pay for it. But it could be it's classified halachically as a Davar Sheish Matirin, and therefore it's heter beheter, and it is not batal. That might be a machlokas behind this machlokas between Tosfos, how to answer Tosfos and Kasha. You hold it the other way of Davar Sheish Matirin. Okay, back to the Gemara. So it says the Gemara, El Amar Rava, Ikasha HaKasha. This is a problem I have with suggesting that hektish is more chomer. V'halo, what happens here? You're using hektish firewood. So v'hamal hamesik. One second. The second that he uses the firewood, he violates Me'ila. The Isser of Me'ila, which is getting Hanab, benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. V'cholhecha debal demal hamasik nafkalu lechulin. And we know that there's a principle that the second that you violate Me'ila, in 98% of cases, then that item becomes chulin. It loses its sanctity. That's one of the outgrowths of the Isser Me'ila. That if you violate Me'ila, you not only violate an Avera, but you now have taken away and caused the sanctity of the item to be lost. There are two exceptions to this. Rashi quotes it from the Mishnah in Me'ila, that if you have an animal that's a karbon, that has kedushas haguf, and you ride on that animal, or you get hana from it, so that retains kadosh. It has kedushas haguf. Or you have a kli sharis. You have a bull that has inherent kedusha. So anything with kedushas haguf, so that remains hektish, even after me'ila. But by all other cases of me'ila, the second that you use it, the second that you start using it, it becomes chulin. So here too, the second that you start using the firewood, it becomes chulin. So what's the whole idea? The bread that's cooked with this hektish firewood, it's going to be asur bana. It's not asur bana anymore. It's chulin now. So that's the kasha, says Rava. So Amar Papa, no, I have an answer. Hacha ba'asi shlam maskinon. No, we're talking about a case where you have wood that you went over to some wood in your backyard, and you said, this wood has kedushas shlamim on it. What does that mean? That you give this wood to the Beis HaMikdash, that this wood should be sold, and with that money you should buy shlamim karbanos. So what does that help? By a carbon shlamim is in the category of what's called katshe kalim. There's katshe kachim and katshe kalim. The holier karbanos are katshe kachim, chatas, asham, ola, while katshe kalim is the lower level of kedusha, katshe kalim. There is no me'ila by katshe kalim. There is no me'ila when it comes to katshe kalim, only by katshe kachim. There is only, after you sprinkle the dam, then there's me'ila by the chela that has to be burned on the mizbeach. Okay, fine. But generally, by katshe kalim, there is no me'ila. So that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about wood that there's no violation of me'ila, but as Rashi points out, there is still an isser to benefit from it. There's no me'ila per se, but there's an isser to benefit from it. So that's why you're still not allowed to use it for your firewood, but there's not going to be me'ila, so it's going to go out to chulin. And that was the kasha of, hey, it's not hektish anymore. No, it's katshe kalim, it's shlamim. It has that level of kedusha, so there's no me'ila. That's why it's never going to go out of its kedusha. V'aliv, the Rabbi Yehuda, and it's parallel to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion by me'ila. The Amar, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's a machlokas tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda holds hektish, b'shogeg mischalel. If you violate me'ila, b'shogeg mischalel. So that's when the object loses its sanctity. B'mezid eino mischalel. But if you violate b'mezid, it does not lose its sanctity. But mazid my time alone. Why didn't it lose its sanctity? But mazid, you might have thought otherwise. And there's a Tana that says just the opposite. Why? There's a rule that if you violated me'ila, if you violated me'ila, but mazid, you knew it was hektish. It doesn't go out lechulin. Because it wasn't a me'ila. It wasn't a me'ila. So that's from Yehuda's opinion. You know why? If you use something for the Beis HaMikdash, but mazid, it retains its sanctity because you didn't violate me'ila. So you see there's a connection. No me'ila, it doesn't lose its sanctity. So too. Shlamim nami. Kiba delab bar me'ila ninu lo nafka l'chulin. So too by a carbon shlamim. If something has the kedusha of a carbon shlamim, so then it doesn't go out l'chulin. So that's the case that we're talking about here. That if you use hektish firewood, it's asers, the bread, bahana, even according to the Rabbanan who matted earlier, that's talking about a case where you use the firewood of of firewood of hektish that has this, that has the kedusha of shlamim. Continues the Gemara, finishing up. Is that a rule which Rabbah assumed that every time you violate Me'ila, it becomes, it loses its sanctity? V'hatanya, but we learned in a brisa, the end of Temura, kol hanisrafin afran mutter. Whenever you have a mitzvah to burn something, then after you burn it, its ashes are mutter. Chutz me'achi asherah, with two exceptions. Except for asherah, an avodah zarah tree which you burned, those ashes are also aser. The efer hektish lo'om aser. And all of the ashes of hektish are also aser. So says the Gemara, but the ashes of hektish, so the Gemara is not machalik. So l'chora, Rashi explains, l'chora, we're also including hektish that you violated me'ila with, that's also being included here, why else are you burning it? Maybe me'ila was violated, and it still says it's usur after you burn it. So it sounds like even after Me'ila, it's still going to be usur. It still has Kedusha. So the Gemara comes up with two Hechitim, says, no, two examples where maybe Me'ila was not committed, and you're still burning it. You still have ashes. Amar Rabbi Rachama, Kol Shenafla D'Leika Ma'ilaha, Biatzei Hektish, Rachmana L'Slan, let's say a fire broke out in the wood is kept in the Beis HaMikdash. D'Leika Inish D'Nimol, so those ashes are still usur. There was no Me'ila that took place. It still has the Kedusha. So that's why it still has sanctity. Rav Shamya Amar, different example, but also Shetun Ganiza. Maybe you're talking about ashes that no Me'ila. How do you get ashes? From the Mizbeach. After you do Trumas Hadeshen, like we discussed yesterday. You put it on the side of the Mizbeach. Those ashes are always Aser. The Tanya Visama Obenachas. You have to place it next to the Mizbeach calmly, gently. Visama Kulo. You have to put it all there. Visama Shaleya Fazer. You have to put it down there so that it doesn't get scattered. Okay, so that's two examples how you can find a case where you have ashes that you're burning that Me'ila wasn't violated, and that's why the sanctity still lasts. Two more minutes. Okay, we have four extra minutes because of no tachron today, but I'll just do one more minute. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ein Bir Chamitza Ela B'Sreifa. So the getting back to the machlokas at the beginning of the parrot. Machlokas, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say that you could, how do you do the mitzvah of Tashbisu? You get rid of it any way you want. That's the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn it. What's the makor for Rabbi Yehuda? Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ein Bir Chamitza Ela B'Sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn it. V'hadin no sein. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a kal v'chomer. Uma no sir she'ena b'val yirah b'yimatzei to and Sreifa. No sir, which is, you don't, it does not have the violation of b'val yirah b'yimatzei. No sir is when karbanos are left over after the time, they have to be burned. If no sir, which does not have the violation of Bayer Rabbi Yimatzei, you're allowed to have no sir in your house, needs to be burned. Chamech, yeshna Bayer Rabbi Yimatzei, lo kol shekein. So Chamech, which has this of Bayer Rabbi Yimatzei, surely, shetan sreifa, surely should need to be burned. Amar lo, they said back to him, that doesn't work, that kavachomer. Why? Kol din sha'ata don tchilasa lahachmer v'sofa lahakel eno din. Any kavachomer, which gives you a chumra in the strict concept, context, but ends up giving you a kula in the strict context, you have to throw out that kal v'chomer. Why? So what's the kula here that's going to end up? In this case, if you don't have fine wood to burn, you're going to sit and do nothing according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because there's no mitzvah? The Torah says you have to do tashbisu. But the Rabbi Yehuda just limited the mitzvah to burning. So, you see, you're going to end up having a kula. You're not going to have to do anything. You're not going to have to do any, because you only have the mitzvah burning according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda's going to have to find a different makar for Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. The Tzlach here asks, though, what do you mean, sit and do nothing? Yoshi Vatel? What about Bittel? You're going to know it. We're going to have Chametz sitting in your house. So fine, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not going to do Sreifa. But so there's nothing else to do. So you're going to be Mevatel it. So says the Tzlach, there are some Achronim that say, you know what? You know what you see from this Gemara? Bittel doesn't work in Chametz that you know about. Bittel only works in my house when I'm mevatel my chametz. So some chametz I sold to the guy. So that, I don't have to be mevatel. That's owned by him. But let's say I know I have some hunted Cheerios on my fridge. I didn't sell it. I'm allowed to do bittel to that? Some achronim say no way. Bittel only means of on chametz that you don't know about. And they prove it from this Gemara. Because he says, Yoshi mevatel, do nothing. Says the Slach, no. That doesn't mean you didn't do bittel. Says the Slach, the score is no raya. What does the Gemara mean? It means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not doing anything because when you do bittel, and this is the chiddush of the Slach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you do bittel, that's not a mitzvah of tashbi. That's just preventing any chametz in your house. You don't violate by Rabbi Matzi, but it's not a mitzvah of Tashbisu. And he adds, according to the Rabbanan, it's amazing, according to the Rabbanan, that you could do the mitzvah of Tashbisu in any way, that bittel is a form of Tashbisu, according to the Rabbanan. You could burn it, you could throw it into the yam, you could be mevatel it. That's also a form of Tashbisu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only one way, sreifa. Of course you have to be mevatel it, so you don't violate by Rabbi Yimatzei, but that's not the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And that's meduyik in the language of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bo'matzei etzim l'sarfo, you're going to sit and do nothing." But the Torah says, Tashbisu! Because even if you're Mavatali, you're not being Mekayim Tashbisu according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the kasha that they're asking him. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda has to come up with another with another answer. Okay, so we'll stop here. I'm going to start with the Chashukei Chemed. I'm going to start with a little story from Rav Shlomo Zalman son-in-law. So everybody please try to be here and have a good day. Today's shiva is Zeif and Ishmat, Yitzchak Ben Peretz. But that's going to end up to halachically be a kula by chametz, and therefore a kavachomer won't work.